Our assignment for this morning was to bring something, a thought out of Brother David's message that we can apply to our lives. And he talked about being content here in Jude 1, verse 6. It says, "And angels who did not keep their own domain, but abandoned their proper abode, he has kept in eternal bonds under darkness for the judgment of the great day." That's one thing that I thought about a lot this week, how if we're not content, that's basically saying that God is doing something wrong, putting us where we're at. And I just want to apply that to my life so that I can say here like Paul in Philippians 4:11 says, "Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am." I think that's pretty neat that he was at that position that no matter what good or bad was coming to him, he could just be content because he knew he was in the Lord's will.
I like what Brother David said about how we shouldn't be seeking after the same things that the world seeks after and not love the same things that they love. And he gave the example of when God told Lot to bring his family out of Sodom because God was going to destroy it because of all the evil there. And it might have been his wife was just kind of fond of the place, not necessarily the bad parts of town, but she was just kind of fond of the place and she ended up looking back. And so he just need to remember that even as glamorous as some parts of the world might look, one day God's going to come and clean it up and it'll all be gone.
Kind of had, like Mike said, Lot's wife probably wasn't, she probably didn't like a lot of the evil and bad things that were going on in Sodom, and she was, you know, she was probably conservative, whatever, or whatever they had there. But she had gone to really grow attached to her life there, and just to her surroundings, and was just really attached to her life there. And it's another thing that David said that stuck out to me was like the people of the world were called to love them, but we're not called to love them. You know, like we're in this world, but we should not grow attached to the things of this world.
Yeah, I also appreciated kind of what Jaden and Micah had there. It's what I remembered how he talked about not to get attached and get too caught up in the things of this world. Remember that even if we a lot of times think about all the nice things, the fun things we get to do, and there's also a lot of corruption in this world, and we're called to be apart from this world, and not, we don't want, whenever God calls us out, to, you know, be thinking, you know, too bad, I gotta leave. So we need to keep that in mind, to remember not to get too caught up and attached to our lives here.
One thing that stuck out to me was how he said we need to remember Sodom and Gomorrah and how this world is not much better than that. And we need to not be like Lot's wife and look back on this world, but we need to keep our focus on the kingdom of heaven.
Last week, Brother David was talking about the really big cities like Sodom and Gomorrah, how the people living in the small towns that knew each other real good, and they the pilgrims living in the small towns, whenever they would see all the big lights from the big city, they would just want to go there and be with everyone else. They think it looks like a good place to live. But when they go there, here it's just a bunch of people doing bad things, and it's not near as good as then they can do wrong and not be noticed.
Adam chose to disobey God. He chose to listen to Satan. David talked about there is a day of judgment coming, and we will be rewarded based off our deeds, either good or bad. There are people who judge harshly and those who judge mercifully. Those who judge harsh shall themselves be judged harsh, while those who judge with mercy shall be given mercy.
Brother David said to choose to be a minion to Satan or a pawn to God.
Life, look back to the wicked city and didn't survive.